Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Tortuga. And I have the mastermind behind the game, I have Travis with me. How's it going, Travis?
It's going great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show again.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, for those that may not recognize who you are, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your company?
Yeah, so my company is Facade Games, and it's run by my wife and I. And we launched our first game a couple years ago called Salem, and it did pretty well on Kickstarter, so we've been selling that all over the world since then. And now we've launched our second game, which is Tortuga 1667. So that's on Kickstarter now. It's got 2 weeks to go.
Yeah. So, and with the, just to touch base on that, with 2 weeks to go, I mean, you guys are crazy successfully funded. So congratulations.
Thanks. It's been a fun couple weeks.
Yeah. I imagine it's been pretty crazy running around and trying to stay on top of everything.
Yeah. It is crazy. There's messages and comments and marketing and yeah, it's busy.
and interviews with people like me.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell the listeners, what is Tortuga and what can they expect from it?
Yeah, so it's kind of a mix between a social deduction game and a strategy game. It plays 4 to 9 players. Basically, every person has a secret loyalty to the British or the French. So during the game, you're trying to get the most treasure for your team before the end of the game when the Spanish Armada arrives. So I like the dynamics of it because you have to work together with the other people on your ship. There's two different ships, but you're not necessarily on the same team with the people on your ship. So you're working together with people on your ship to get treasure, but then on the very next turn, you might backstab them by shooting them with a pistol or mutinying against your captain, or the captain can make you walk the plank and leave the ship. So yeah, it's just a lot of shifting alliances and figuring out who's on your team and making strategic plays for where the treasure is and so forth. So it's a lot of fun, and like our past game Salem, this one comes in a faux book, so it looks like a book, so you can put it on your bookshelf.
Yeah, I like that. It's really cool to, you know, no one would even know it was a game until you're like, hey, look, this is a game. They're like, what? That's awesome.
Yeah, we love those moments.
Yeah. Be like, what? Oh, let me pull this book off the shelf. You might like it. Wait, it's a game.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, and, you know, for those people out there that, you know, it has that, you know, you have the French and the British, but you also have, like, the whole pirate feel to it as well, and it's just a mix of everything in that what you would expect in that time era. And so I mean, and the artwork looks fantastic as well.
Thanks. Yeah, our illustrator Sarah Keel, she did Salem for us as well, and yeah, she's excellent. And then my wife does the graphic design, so putting it all together and making the cards look how they look. And yeah, that's definitely been a big selling point. I think it's fun on Kickstarter is, you know, a lot of these people, or, you know, pretty much all of them haven't played the game, so they're just judging it based on how it looks and how the rules seem. So they're putting a lot of trust in it, but I think it goes to show how good the game does look that they're willing to give us so much money.
Definitely. Well, and a lot of it probably getting a lot of people that backed and Salem and played Salem. And
so yeah.
Like, well, we know that they can produce a good game, so they're, you know, this is your second time to Kickstarter. I've noticed that with a lot of other developers as well, just like that first time you're just like, I don't know, but then if you make it, then the next time it seems like it, you know, you have that following. So you obviously this, you know, you guys are like what, 1,000% funded or something like that. So
yeah,
I mean, and the number of the, you know, being funded is a good number, but the number that I'm more impressed with is the amount of just backers. I mean, you almost have 6,000 backers. That's huge.
Yeah, that's been really exciting. And yeah, like you said, it was really nice to to, you know, right when we launched, send an update to our Salem backers and let them know that we launched. And yeah, it's been great. It's been great seeing their support, and it just feels good that, you know, that they liked Salem enough to just right away back this next one. So that's been a great boost for sure.
So you said that not many people have played it. Did you have a chance to take this on tour to like any of the conventions leading up to the Kickstarter?
No, we haven't been to any conventions. I mean, we've play tested it a lot for the past year, but not any conventions. Nope.
I guess this is your second game. You guys are still a small, you know, independent company. Are you guys hoping to one day, you know, make the road to Gen Con or anything like that to show off your future games?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you said, you know, this is only our second year in the game business, so we're still learning the ropes for sure. But yeah, I think we'll be at Gen Con hopefully this year, but at the very least next year, and we'll start having more games to under our belts, and that we can take to the conventions. So
yeah, definitely. So yeah, that's super exciting, and it's nice to know that you guys already have plans for future games as well. Just keep on the path of putting it on Kickstarter and being successful. It's a good way to go.
Yeah, it is.
So we know that the game is being made, obviously. So when's the tentative? And we always say tentative, fellow listeners, because we know that snafus can be run into. But what is the date that you hope to have it to the backers?
Yeah, we're shooting for August, but hopefully we can beat that date. But yeah, that's what we've told our backers is August.
So that's a pretty quick turnaround for any port game. I mean, what, that's only six months away, so half a year. So some of those bigger games, I mean, you're waiting over a year to get them, and so, you know, 6 months is not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I think one reason that our first game was so successful and now this one is we do have them pretty well developed by the time we put it on Kickstarter, and so people can really see what it's going to be, and so we really just have to send the files to our manufacturers, like they're ready to go. And with Salem, I think it was also about a 6 month turnaround from when the campaign ended to when we got them to our backers. So we're feeling good that we can do it again.
Definitely. And you guys have hit a bunch of your stretch goals. And I mean, you only have a couple more before you reach all of those. But it's got to feel good for you and your wife to have that success.
Yeah. It's been great. And you know, especially with the second one doing well, it's just really exciting and reassuring, because with Salem, we didn't know if it was just kind of a fluke that it did so well, and you know, if this was something that we could keep doing. So we're both really excited that this one did well, so that means we can focus more of our time and energy into making more games and keep going down this road, because we both love it. It's such a fun thing to do.
Make it more of a full-time thing, huh?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's exciting. I mean, and with I think that's a good indication. You know, with Tortuga doing so well, and I, you know, I guess we'll see when the next game comes out how well that does. But I don't doubt that all the backers, I mean the tentatively 6,000 backers that are going to be getting this game, will, you know, you'll have that a good following to help you with that. And I hope you can achieve your dreams on being full time board game makers. So that's it's pretty exciting. So, Travis, thank you for taking time out of, obviously, your busy schedule. I mean, just trying to manage the chaos that is Kickstarter at times. But yeah, I appreciate it. And congratulations on the Kickstarter, and good luck for all your future projects as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Good talking to you.
And quickly tell the listeners maybe where they could find out more about you and your company and Salem and Tortuga.
Yeah, so our website is facadegames.com. It's F-A-C-A-D-E games.com. And then if you just search Tortuga 1667 on Kickstarter, we'll pull up there too.
Definitely. So thank you once again. And also thank you to Dan Patrice. He's Dan, the board game man from the Geek All-Stars. He created our intro and outro. And I'm Barry Ricks, reminding you to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.